Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. I want to talk with you about something that I know can feel really heavy on your heart. When your child hurts other children, when they seem to enjoy making others cry, it can bring up so many difficult feelings. You might feel confused, worried, maybe even ashamed. And I want you to know, first and foremost, that you are not alone in this, and your child is not broken. The Magic Book and I have been learning so much about this, and what I've discovered is truly beautiful. Your child who is hurting others right now is actually in the middle of a critical developmental window. Between ages 6 and 7, children are experiencing massive growth in their capacity for empathy. Their brains are literally building the neural pathways that help them understand how their actions affect other people. And sometimes, when those pathways are still under construction, children struggle to connect their actions with other people's feelings. Research shows us something really important here. When children engage in hurtful behavior toward their peers, it's often a signal that they need support developing empathy skills, not that they're mean or bad. Think about it this way. If your child was struggling to read, you wouldn't think they were a bad person. You'd know they needed help learning that skill. Empathy is exactly the same. It's a skill that develops over time, and some children need more support learning it than others. The experts tell us that warm, responsive parenting approaches are far more effective than punishment when it comes to fostering genuine empathy development. When you respond to concerning behavior with calm consistency and teach emotion regulation skills, your child learns to recognize and manage the strong feelings that often drive hurtful actions. This is so important because aggressive behavior is often a communication of unmet needs or overwhelming emotions. Your child isn't trying to be cruel. They're showing you, in the only way they know how right now, that they need help. Here's what the research shows. Children whose parents help them understand the impact of their actions on others, while also addressing the underlying emotional needs driving the behavior, develop stronger empathy skills and show significant reductions in aggressive behavior over time. This developmental phase, while challenging, represents a powerful opportunity for growth when met with patient, evidence-based support. So what can you actually do? First, when your child hurts someone, stay calm. I know that's hard, especially if you're feeling embarrassed or worried about what other parents think. But your calm response is teaching your child that emotions are manageable. Get down to their level, make eye contact, and help them notice what happened. You might say something like, "Look at your friend's face. Do you see their tears? When you pushed them, it hurt their body and their feelings." Then, and this is crucial, help your child identify what they were feeling before they hurt their friend. Were they frustrated because someone took their toy? Were they feeling left out? Were they overwhelmed and didn't know how to express it? When you help your child name their feelings, you're teaching them emotional literacy. You're showing them that feelings are okay, but hurting others is not the way to handle those feelings. Next, teach them what they can do instead. This is where the real learning happens. You might practice together. Let's practice using words when you're frustrated. Let's practice walking away when you feel too angry. Let's practice asking a grown-up for help. And here's the beautiful part. Every time you do this, you're building those empathy pathways in their brain. You're literally helping their brain grow the capacity to care about others. The Magic Book showed me something wonderful about this. We have a story called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, and it's about two friends, Theo and Miles, who discover that everyone, even grown-ups, has invisible worries and struggles. They learn that small acts of kindness can help heal hearts. This story is so special because it teaches children that everyone has feelings that matter and that choosing kindness makes a real difference. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about it together. You might ask, how do you think Theo felt when he realized his parent had invisible worries? What did Theo and Miles do to help? How do you think that made everyone feel? These conversations are gold. They're helping your child practice thinking about other people's feelings in a safe, story-based way. And here's something else that's really important. Make sure you're also addressing your child's need for connection and belonging. Sometimes children hurt others because they're feeling disconnected or unsure of their place in the group. Spend extra one-on-one time with your child. Play games that require cooperation. Read stories together. Show them, through your actions, what kindness and empathy look like. I also want you to know that it's okay to set firm boundaries while still being gentle. You can say, I will not let you hurt your friends. Hurting is not okay. I'm going to help you learn a different way. Boundaries teach children that their actions have consequences, and that's an important part of developing empathy too. They need to understand that when they hurt someone, there are real effects. One more thing, please be patient with yourself and with your child. Empathy development doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey that takes years. There will be setbacks. There will be days when you feel like nothing is working. But I promise you, every calm conversation, every time you help them name their feelings, every story you read together, every moment you model kindness, it's all building something beautiful in their heart. The research is so clear on this. Children ages 6 and 7 are in a critical window for empathy development. When parents respond with patience and teach emotional regulation skills, children develop the capacity to recognize how their actions affect others and choose kindness instead. You are doing that work right now, just by being here, just by caring enough to learn. So take a deep breath, wonderful parent. Your child is not mean. They're learning, and you are exactly the right person to teach them. The Magic Book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. Find the room where heart speaks softly in the Book of Inara app, and let it be a gentle helper on this journey. With so much love and starlight, Inara.